For years, South Sudan struggled to gain their independence. Now it is struggling for survival. Rarely have such high hopes been squandered so quickly.
That's the bleak assessment of the UN Secretary General as South Sudan recovers from almost 3 years of conflict and the ensuing humanitarian crisis. 6 million people are in need of aid. That's half the population. 1 million children are missing out on education because their schools have been destroyed or closed. And rape is being perpetrated on a mass scale. Taban Deng, the first vice president of South Sudan, had this to say.
The difference between failure and success is very narrow. At the time that you think that everything is painting a dark picture in South Sudan, this is the time that we should be hopeful that a light is there at the end of the tunnel. We believe next year we shall be discussing successful stories, not the stories of human rights violation and failures in my country. We appeal for support. Move forward with us.
A peace deal between the government and the former first vice president was signed over a year ago, but fighting has continued. Borge Brende, the foreign minister of Norway, had this message for the country's leaders.
It is now about the political will among the leaders of South Sudan to sit down and reconcile and find solutions, not fighting them out on the ground at the cost of the children, women and most vulnerable in South Sudan.
And the UN Secretary General reiterated his call for donors to step forward to solve what he called a severe funding shortage for a humanitarian response plan.
We have received less than 20% of the $702 million we need to support South Sudanese refugees and host communities in neighboring countries. Humanitarians can only fulfill their mandate if parties to the conflict respect their independence and if donors step up their support.
Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.